At that time, the demigods approached Brahma, and they said, "We are all miserable. This Rakshasa, Ravana, is causing such chaos. He is so cruel and murderous that we are being subjugated by him moment after moment after moment. He's terrifying the entire universe. Something has to be done about him, and you're the one that gave him all these benedictions." Then Lord Brahma meditated on Lord Vishnu to come to the yajna to claim his share. In the midst of the sacrifice, the supreme form of Lord Narayan descended on his bird carrier, Garuda. Lord Brahma, on behalf of the demigods, appealed to him, "Please descend into this world to kill Ravana." Lord Vishnu explained to them that through this yajna, I will expand myself into four forms. And my primary form, Rama, will be the cause of the death of Ravana. Then Lord Vishnu, after saying this and accepting his share of the sacrifice, returned to Vaikuntha Dham, Svetadvipa. Then Lord Brahma explained to the demigods that this is the message that the Lord has given, that all of you should expand yourselves into your own offspring in the monkey dynasty of the Vanaras. And these expansions of yours should have all the power, knowledge, and strength of yourselves. You should be able to take any form you like. You should be gigantic. You should be strong. You should be learned. And you should be willing to give your life to kill Ravana in the assistance to the Supreme Lord, Sri Vishnu. Rishi Shringa then offered the most auspicious of all oblations into the sacred fire. At that time, one of the representatives of the Lord, who he had sent from Vaikuntha, appeared from the fire. This personality was so beautiful. He was very large, like a mountain. He had a bluish complexion. He had beautiful, beautiful silken garments. And he had an effulgence which was glaring gold. He was so pleasing to see. In his hands, there was a pure golden pot filled to the top with celestial nectar in the form of payasam, milk cooked with rice and sugar. That celestial denizen of Vaikuntha gave the golden pot to Rishi Shringa and then disappeared back into the fire. Rishi Shringa gave the pot to Maharaj Dasarath and told him that you should divide this amongst your three wives in four portions. One portion to Kaushalya, one portion to Kaikeyi, and two portions to Sumitra. And from them, four children will be born. Dasarath Maharaj, he was crying in joy, divided up the payasam and gave to his three wives. With great happiness, they drank that nectar. Immediately after drinking it, their hearts were filled with divine happiness. Instantly, they could experience the presence of God within their wombs. These three ladies were effulgent with the divine mercy of the Lord. After, I believe it was almost 12 months of the children within the wombs of their mothers, on the 9th day of the bright moon, the month of Chaitra, from the womb of Kaushalya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in the great city of Ayodhya. Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. When Dasarath Maharaj, Kausalya, and all the inhabitants of Ayodhya saw the lustrous beauty and divine qualities of this little baby child, who they named Ram, they were filled with bliss. Their hearts instantly fell in love with Lord Ramachandra. A few days after this, Bharat was born from the youngest wife of Dasarath of the name Kaikeyi. And soon after that, a couple days later, from the womb of Sumitra, two children were born, Lakshman and his younger brother, Shatrughna. The festivities that were taking place here in Ayodhya are extraordinary to hear about. Throughout the streets, it was like rain after a long drought. You see, the kingdom loved Dasarath. They loved him more than they could love even their own fathers, because he was the king, and they trusted him. He protected them. He nourished them. He brought them happiness at every stage of their life. Because he was unhappy to have no children was the only grief in anyone's heart in the whole city. When the city of Ayodhya saw these four most beautiful children, they were all expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vaikuntha worlds, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, on the four sides of Goloka Vrindavan, there is Vasudeva, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, and Prajumana. Vasudeva appeared as Ram. Shankarshan appeared as Lakshman. Prajumana appeared as Bharat, and Aniruddha appeared as Shatrughna. These were the four forms of Lord Vishnu that appeared simultaneously in the city of Ayodhya, of the Kaushal province. There was dancing and singing. The whole kingdom was decorated with beautiful garlands and festoons and flags. There were celebrations and festivals going on day and night. Dasarath Maharaj was giving immense charity to the Brahmins, to other kings and to the sages, and giving charity to everyone. As Lord Ram grew, his constant companion was Lakshman. Day and night, Lakshman was there spontaneously to serve Lord Ram in every aspect of his life. They were inseparable. Lakshman was like the second heart and soul of Lord Rama. That is how close they were to each other. The same relationship was there between Bharat and Shatrughna. Shatrughna's life and soul was only to assist, to please, and to be the companion of Bharat. Dasarath's heart was thrilled with joy to see the intimate, loving relationships between all the four children. They never, ever, ever fought. They never quarreled. Have you ever heard of children like this? From what I have heard from fathers who I have known, as they grow older, it's one of the greatest longings in their life is to see that their children will not become enemies with each other. How many fathers have that experience? If you don't raise your hand, it means you're not a father or you are not truthful. Because if you love your children, you want them to love each other. Otherwise, you don't love your children. And these days in Kali Yuga, it's the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. As soon as children come out of the wombs, they start fighting practically. Little babies. We have seen. Fighting over toys, fighting over who gets more affection, fighting over who gets more attention, fighting over who can do things better, fighting over who can be a better fighter. And then as they get a little older, they become more competitive in other ways. And sometimes if they become business or if they go into politics, they become enemies. They become competitors. It's very heartbreaking to parents when they see their children fighting. But what greater pleasure is there to see that your children respect each other, love each other, and simply want to serve each other? This is the kind of children Dasarath Maharaj had. Therefore, he was the happiest man. He was teaching his children all the best things of his life. When they would play and fall to the ground, Dasarath would be right there to pick them up, and he would wipe the dust from their face and dust from their body. He would just cry upon seeing his children. He gave them so much love, so much affection. He disciplined them with such care and concern. He taught them everything he knew about everything, about God, about worship of God, about how to run a state, how to mobilize military, how to fight with weapons, how to play games. He taught them everything. And they were so grateful to receive it. When Lord Sri Ramchandra and his brothers were hardly 16 years old, Vishwamitra Muni came to visit Ayodhya. Vishwamitra Muni was one of the most celebrated of all great saintly persons. He lived in the Himalayas, but he came down to the plains of India to a hermitage called Siddha Ashram. There he was performing yajna. He would, in those days, never come to any cities. He was always in the forests amongst other great sages and rishis. The fact that Vishwamitra Muni pays such a special and rare visit to Ayodhya was a cause of great honor and celebration to Maharaj Dasarath. He came out to meet him. He offered Vishwamitra Muni his throne to sit on. Maharaj Dasarath, who is the king of the world, wanted to show what is a real kshatriya. The nature of a kshatriya is to be very humble, submissive, and obedient to the qualified brahmins. If they are not, then they are not real kshatriyas. He washed the lotus feet of Vishwamitra Muni. He offered arti to Vishwamitra Muni. He brought palatable foodstuffs to Vishwamitra Muni. Came and gave him beautiful gifts, sweet words to welcome him. After pleasing Vishwamitra Muni in every possible way, he said, "My whole kingdom belongs to you. And anything in this kingdom is yours. My life is at your service. Whatever you ask of me, I will do. How may I serve you, O best of Brahmins?" Vishwamitra Muni inquired, "Are you serious?" "You will fulfill whatever I ask of you?" Dasarath said, "Yes." Vishwamitra Muni further inquired, "Is this a promise?"
"Yes, of course. It is my promise."
"Amongst many great sages, I am living in the forest, performing yajna for the benefit of all human society. But there are deadly rakshasas who are continuously spoiling this yajna. I desire that you give to me your son, Ramachandra, to slay these rakshasas." When Dasarath Maharaj heard this, it was like a thunderbolt crashing against his soft heart. He was shocked, momentarily paralyzed. He could not speak. Could not breathe, fell to the ground. When he got up, tears were flowing from his eyes, trembling. "Ask anything, but not Ram. Please know that I live moment after moment only due to my love for Ram. He's my life and my soul. He's the only source of my happiness. He's the very essence of my life. Even a moment of not seeing him, my heart becomes filled with the anxiety of separation. If I do not see him for an hour, I have to run, try to look at him. I cannot live without him. You can take anything else, but not Ram." Besides that, he's just a child. He hasn't even finished his education. He doesn't fully understand how to use proper weapons. He's immature and inexperienced. He cannot fight against rakshasas in the forest. I will bring my armies
an entire Akshohini division of soldiers, and I will personally ride on my elephant to lead that. And we will protect your sacrifice, and we'll bring Ram with us. But please do not take him away from me.
Vishwamitra Muni, upon hearing Dasarath's reply, his eyes became red. Dasarath saw this and asked, "Can you tell me who are these Rakshasas?" Maricha and Subahu. They are the servants of Ravana. Vishwamitra Muni explained to Dasarath Maharaj that Ravana is creating terror to the entire world. However, little sacrifices of the sages, like what we're doing, are below his dignity to personally come and destroy. So he sends his associates to do it. Maricha and Subahu are his associates. But actually, the real person that's causing this disturbance is Ravana himself. When Dasarath Maharaj heard the name Ravana, terror struck his heart. Ravana! No one can stand before him. Myself and all my armies, we will be extinguished in a moment if we stand before him. He has defeated even the gods of the heavens. And you want my young, inexperienced, tender-limbed, small child, Ram, to fight against him? Impossible! It cannot be! Vishwamitra Muni exhibited a type of anger that no one could even look upon him. He said to Dasarath, "Either you give me Rama to take with me, or you keep Rama here, and your honor and the integrity of your entire dynasty will be eternally destroyed." Dasarath Maharaj was being torn in two, trying to decide what to do. At that time, Vasishtha Muni spoke. He said, "Please, you have given your word. You cannot break your promise. Your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one can defeat him. And besides that, he's with Vishwamitra Muni. I have personal experience of the power of Vishwamitra Muni. He himself, by his mystic yogic power, he could destroy Maricha and Subahu in a second. Why doesn't he?" He has already explained. Because he's conducting the yajna. And if the priests of the yajna in any way show anger, the whole yajna is spoiled. So he cannot show anger. But he will protect your son. Have no fear. Send Ram immediately." Dasarath called Ram and also called Lakshman and told Vishwamitra Muni, "Here is Ram, but please take Lakshman also, because he cannot live without Ram." Then Dasarath turned to Lord Ramchandra, his beloved son, who Dasarath Maharaj could not possibly perceive as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however much philosophy he was preached. because he loved him as his child. He told Ram that I am turning you over to the care of Vishwamitra Muni. Please love him and serve him, obey him as he is your own father. Give him the same respect that you give me. Lord Rama, thoroughly detached, touched his feet with his father and walked out the door with Vishwamitra Muni. They entered into the forest. Vishwamitra Muni, by his divine vision, understood clearly the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this particular incarnation. He wanted to perfectly assist the Lord in his mission.